What you're about to hear is the last known voice recording of Jaco Pastorius.
Good evening. Welcome to Oakland Park, Florida. I'm talking about Northeast High School. I grew up. I had the fortunate experience of growing up with everybody that played music. I know where I stole every note.
Forty-five-year-old Tammy Goss is sitting on a park bench in a small patch of green wedged between Dixie Highway and the FEC railroad tracks. Staring down from the southeast wall of the corner community center is a huge blue-toned mural of a man's face, his fingers curled around an electric bass guitar. Goss knows his name.
I think it's Jaco Pastorius, I think his name is.
But that's really all she knows about Jaco.
I don't remember him. I guess he was before my time or something, so I'm not really sure what he did.
57-year-old Johnny Boston says he hangs out in the park nearly every day. He's seen Jocko's name on a sign.
And that's who that dude is? Oh, I didn't know he was a musician.
Jocko's lightning-fast fingering and use of harmonics elevated the electric bass guitar from rhythm section pulse to a virtuoso's instrument. He toured with jazz fusion band Weather Report and Joni Mitchell and won 2 Grammy nominations for his own debut album in 1977.
This guy needs to be honored forever.
In 2005, Oakland Park resident Robert Rutherford started the petition drive to name the 7-acre park near the tracks after his musical hero. But he says Jaco deserves even more.
Whatever little ways we can come up with. But this is a good start. Got to start somewhere. And I think it could be a catalyst to more things in the future.
After struggling for years with bipolar disorder, the trailblazing musician who performed with jazz fusion giants Pat Metheny and Herbie Hancock ended up homeless on the streets of Fort Lauderdale. In September 1987, after trying to force his way into a Wilton Manors nightclub, Jaco was beaten senseless by the bouncer on duty. He died 9 days later. But Rutherford says Jaco was more magic than tragic, and he hears that in the music.
You can definitely hear South Florida in his music. I can picture flocks of ibis flying in the morning or in the evening back to roost. And it's got to be different for everyone how they interpret these songs, but the place and his music are so intertwined, they're inseparable.
Meanwhile, Rutherford is throwing all his energies behind another grassroots effort. A petition drive for a Jaco Pastorius commemorative postage stamp.
And I was raised by the best musicians in the world. Thank you, Jesus and God.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.